broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
You're in the clubhouse. It is an absolutely glorious morning. I mean, our clubhouse is on the veranda at the Kapolei Golf Club. We are overlooking the Kapolei Golf Course, and it is, of course, the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship at Kapolei. This is day two, a fantastic field, one of the best. We've got Bob Bubka co-hosting. He should be checking in any minute now. We've got Sean Gobin, the Kapolei Golf Club Director of Operations. He's starting off the show with us, giving us the lay of the land. I hear the par 4, 11th, is a key hole. Karen Kraus, golf writer for the New York Times, she's calling in from the Tour Championship. Tess Baracchio, a fellow EWGA executive board member, and we've got just a whole bunch of people calling in this morning. A great show lined up for you, and I get to be an honorary observer. I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm going to be going out at 9:10 following Joel Edwards, Scott Simpson, and Mark O'Meara, but let's thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu. Now more than ever, choosing an Acura just makes sense. With this much traffic, you should ride in comfort. Introducing the Acura RLX and RLX Advance. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, visually stunning. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create a stunning venue for golfers of all abilities. A unique and unforgettable golf experience. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Jam. And Star Protection. Get your property threat and risk assessment, then protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California.
Also on the show today, Brian Henninger. He's in fourth position. He'll be calling in, but let's say good morning first to Bob Bubka. Welcome, Bob.
Well, welcome to you, Danielle, and I'm a little bit jealous you're in paradise and I'm not there alongside of you. But thanks for having me on with your show. I know it's going to be exciting. The Champions Tour, the 4-round event, they played one round already, and some surprising names near the top of that leaderboard.
We have an amazing leaderboard. To see what happened yesterday, Mark Wiebe he didn't even know what planet he was on, and everybody else was wondering the same thing. It's like, is he playing the same golf course as we are? Let's bring in the man who's in charge of operations here at Kapolei Golf Club, Director of Operations, Sean Gobin. Sean, welcome to the show. Absolutely. And Sean, meet Bob. Bob, say hi to Sean.
Sean, I hear that your facility there is absolutely outstanding. Haven't had the pleasure, but possibly on my next trip to the islands, I'd love to come by and see what it's all about.
Okay, we're having some problems with Sean's microphone, I think. Okay, there we go. Now we've got it all figured out. Thank you, Sean, very much. I was listening to Golf Channel, and they said they told me that everything was in absolutely immaculate condition. And the greens, what are the greens running right now? I'm not sure. I'm getting a lot of feedback on that particular line. Would you give me that one right there? There we go. We're just having live microphone issues. Bob, it's so much fun doing a live show on location.
You get I can't hear Joel at all, so I'm just telling him I'm agreeing with everything he says.
Yeah, absolutely, and you are good at that too. You know, you're one of those special people. Okay, let me tell you a little bit. I'm hearing a lot on that, Mike. I'm not sure. Can we do a test real quick? This is
test.
Okay, we've got that one there.
All right, test.
Sean,
hey, I'm back.
Bob, can you hear him?
I can. Fantastic. Jordan, how are you?
Fabulous. Now, tell us first of all, what are the greens? The greens are. Are they Seashore Pass Palom? No?
Yeah, they're Seashore Pass Palom. Actually, I got probably one of the best comments ever from Nick Price earlier in the week during the Pro-Am. He says the best Pass Palom greens he'd ever seen.
Wow.
And wanted to talk to our superintendent. Unfortunately, our superintendent's come down with a little laryngitis, so He's been talking a lot. No. He'll be with Mr. Price later this afternoon to explain what we've been doing. But, no, he's been working really hard out there, a lot of long hours, but it's really showing right now. And Freddie Couples actually even said, you know, we all have to watch out for BJ because on these greens, he's going to be able to make everything. So greens are perfect right now.
This is, of course, one of the key highlights to this event is that BJ Singh is making his debut on the Champions Tour. I've got to ask Bob, you've been following the tours for a long time, Bob, and you know VJ Singh. Do you think he'll stay on the Champions Tour or play more on the PGA Tour?
Well, it all depends how he plays. I think if he takes some victory and some real early success, he probably will gravitate there. I mean, it's pretty hard if you're out there winning. He really hasn't done much on the PGA Tour this year. His best finish to date was his first event over at Sony at Wailea, and he finished 20th there. So he's starving for success, and I think the Champions Tour probably the perfect avenue for him to get it. But he'll come back. I mean, if he wins even on the Champions Tour, he'll put some PGA Tour events on his schedule.
Tell us a little bit about Mark Wiebe. He had that amazing 64 yesterday, 8 under par. He was a birdie machine.
Yeah, he really is. He's a very streaky player is the way I describe Mark. And when he gets a little light bulb that goes off in his head that clicks on his confidence, he's as good as they come. He certainly hasn't achieved everything that he probably would have liked to. But he's a tough competitor, and now that he has his nose in front, with that incredible round of 64, as you alluded to, Danielle. I mean, that's some fancy footwork to go around that golf course in 64 blows.
Absolutely. Now, Sean, the wind is blowing about 20 miles an hour across winds. This course is set up so that it plays with the wind coming across the course. Tell us about
it. Yeah, really, it's kind of interesting when you play this golf course. There's really only about 2 or 3 downwind holes. Almost everything else is across or right back into your face when the trade winds are blowing.
And they have been.
And, you know, but the thing is, it's pretty much an average day out here. You know, we get a little bit of the winds going, and, you know, I played about a week and a half ago going out checking the course, and we had the trades really up that day, and we got on number 7, and I hit a great drive and didn't even make it to the fairway. and actually, they moved him up a tee yesterday so they could make the fairway.
Okay.
It can be a beast.
It can be a beast. And the wind also affects the greens.
Oh, absolutely. And what will happen now with this past Palom greens, as they dry out, we'll gain more and more speed through the day because we've been drying them out through the week anyway. They don't have much moisture content still in the soil, so they'll dry out a little bit more, and they'll maybe even get a little bit faster. But the big thing right now is they're rolling true, and I think that's why Mark Wiebe played so well yesterday. You saw the replay. He was making everything except for a bogey coming into number 18. He hit a little left, and it actually hit just off the edge and trickled into the water.
That's what I wanted to ask you about. Number 11 is a keyhole, I understand, but 18 also, this finishing hole with the water, it really gets into play, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Today they got the pin down front left. It might be in play a little bit more today. But the tough thing about coming to 18, you got the right to left wind. You got the water on the left. And you got all those grandstands on the right, so it gets a little bit narrow coming up there. And if they're hitting a good shot, they're still hitting a short iron in there. But, you know, you got the winds blowing. And the interesting thing coming in 18, it's a little bit protected by trees, and now you got all those grandstands in there, so it gets a little bit of protection in there. But anything above those grandstands, it's blowing pretty hard. And it was interesting watching play yesterday. The guys were really controlling the trajectory of their ball, trying to bring the trajectory down so the wind didn't affect it so much.
It's interesting how wind, I mean, it started off the year, Bob Bubka is with us. He's on Sirius XM Radio, has his show, The Grill Room with Alex Maselli. You were here, Bob, during the Hyundai Tournament of Champions when wind was amazing. 40 mile an hour, Bob, weren't those balls oscillating? This whole weather season has been amazing on the tours, hasn't it?
Well, you sound like a Tiger supporter there, talking about golf balls oscillating. Anyway, it has been an incredible year of poor weather on the PGA Tour. You're right about when we were there in Maui, I think it was 4 days before we could get the event started. We went to Tucson for the match play. We were involved in a snow blizzard in the middle of the desert. And I think 23 times so far this season, weather has been a big issue. It's pouring now here in Atlanta, and tomorrow is going to be highly questionable. They may have to wait until Monday to play. I know the last time I had a chance to talk to Stuart Williams, he said then that possibly Sunday's weather would be identical to the poor weather that they had back in Chicago a week ago. I think the rain stopped a little bit now, but we have to see what's going to be coming through as far as finishing this tournament, although they probably could just hand that $10 million. Oh, let's check that. That check for $10 million and then $1.4 million. That's what none other than Henrik Stenson is going to get. And the reason I'm nervous is because on Wednesday I did have an opportunity to be on the range. It was just Henrik Stenson, and we were talking and talking and talking. And then just before I left, I said, I can tell you how you can win this golf tournament. He said, really? I said, absolutely. He said, what is that? I said, all you have to do to win is be Henrik Stenson. I said, there are a lot of guys in this field that don't have the talent, so they're going to want to be somebody else for 4 days so that they can win. You're in a position where all you have to do is be Henrik Stenson. Now he's leading by 9 shots, $11 million. I wonder if anything will fall out of his pocket the next time I get to see him.
I doubt it. Right here at the Champions Tour, Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, we have spectacular weather. Absolutely gorgeous. Right now, as the mornings are, it's still, it's calm. It looks like a beautiful day, but the winds are forecast to be trades to 20 miles per hour. We have a little morning rain. That's going to dry up really quick. And as Sean Gobin, the director of operations at Kapolei Golf Club, said, the greens are just going to get faster as they dry out. We're going to take a break. We've got Mark Calcavecchia, John Cook, Brian Henninger, Bart Bryant, Brad Faxon, Corey Pavin, Gene Sowers, John Inman, Jim Gallagher. They're all at the top of the leaderboard with Bernard Langer chasing. It's going to be interesting to see. Rocco Mediate and Vijay Singh tied for eighth with Olin Brown, Willie Wood, the defending champ, Kirk Triplett, David Frost. It's a great field. A lot of changes are going to happen today here at Kapolei. You got to come down. This is a great event. It all benefits the Pacific Links Foundation, Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation. A little bit about the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation is that it benefits the kids on the leeward side. All proceeds, 100%, benefit the local community from the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation. It's a nonprofit, of course, dedicated to cultivating and sustaining programs that support Hawaii's ecosystem, Hawaii's children, and Hawaii's culture. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound. Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back in the clubhouse with me. We've got Bob Bubka. He's the voice of golf. And, of course, you listen to him on Sirius XM Radio, The Grill Room with Alex Maselli. Also with us, Sean Gobin, the Kapolei Golf Club Director of Operations. We are at a very special event, the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship at Kapolei Golf Club, where Vijay Singh is making his debut on the Champions Tour. This is a big class with Vijay Singh, Billy Ray Brown, Colin Montgomery, Jose Caceres, Rocco Mediate, Steve Elkington, John Inman, Bart Bryan, most of the guys here for this event. It's a fabulous field, including Freddie Couples. And if Freddie's back is in good shape, we're in great shape. It's going to be fabulous. He goes from here over to Pebble Beach. So it's great to see Freddie here. You can come out. Tickets are only $10 a day, and all the proceeds, again, go to the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation. Really need to come out and have some fun because, you know, I get to walk as an honorary observer, and maybe next year you can do that. You'll be announced on the tee with the players, as you know, it's like really exciting. Never done anything like this before, so I'm very excited. Being inside the ropes is a completely different experience. You have to be very quiet. You don't get to talk a lot, and you certainly don't get to get involved in any rules issues that may come up. And with that, I want to go to Henrik Stenson. First of all, I'd like your take, Sean. Do you think if Tiger Woods had let loose banging his club, breaking his club at the BMW, and then destroying a locker, would we be talking that more about it? Or
that's all we'd be talking about.
I don't. You know,
everybody has their, you know, their little blow-ups and whatever, and you know, Tiger's had some of his too, but it's just he's so much more in the spotlight than anybody else. You know, it just gets blown up. It does.
Bob, you know, your take on this?
Yeah, Sean is 100% right. The fascinating thing, and all of your listeners, the next time they get a chance to be at an event with Tiger Woods is, you know, you watch him hit a golf ball, and anybody else hits that golf ball, all heads look down the fairway to see where that golf ball is going. Tiger hits, and everybody just looks at him walking back and getting a bottle of water or whatever he's doing. They don't care where his golf ball went. They just care about Tiger Woods. And Sean was right when he said the spotlight's on him a lot more than anyone else. Probably everybody else combined doesn't have the spotlight on him as much as Tiger does. But that's what you get when you're the number one player in the world, when you won 14 majors. It just comes with the territory.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And at the same time, I keep thinking we're making Henrik Stenson out as the next great, great player, and he's great. Don't get me wrong. But we're not talking at all about his habit to really blow up and get angry and not be afraid of showing it on the golf course. And if, you know, my goodness, I thought, why aren't we telling him to tone it down? Instead, we're talking about what a great guy he is, what a great sense of humor he's got. That's great. I'm sure he does. But he's a little hot-headed. And I don't know. I just feel we have two different ways of looking at people. And Tiger, because I guess of his history, he offended a lot of people with his past behavior, and he'll never catch a break. I mean, no matter how many times he brings the kids on the course, it'll soften the image, but he's never going to catch a break after that, not completely, not the way these other guys get. So the rule that was interesting that Henrik Stenson, speaking of clubs and breaking them, he was on the practice range, he was hitting, I think, his four wood, and he said it sounded different, it sounded strange, and he decided to take it, and he looked at it. Apparently, you know, the guy's got a lot of power, right, Bob?
Oh, he's very strong, very strong.
Right. So he damaged it. He realized it was damaged, and he took it out of play. But after the round, the rules officials of the PGA Tour asked him if he had used that club in competition. Now, Sean, we were talking about this, and Bob, he could have been, if he had used the club, he could have been penalized.
Yeah, well, you can't alter the club, and I think Sean will agree with me on that. During the playing of a round, you cannot alter how your club is by bending the shaft a little or whatever. That's probably the major infraction, bending of the shaft.
And, you know, the thing is, if it happened in the normal course of play, so if he'd been hitting balls on the range and it had become out of conformity, he can't take it to the golf course. During his round, if it had come out of conformity outside of action, alternative actions, just from playing it and it got cracked or whatever, he could still continue to play because it was conforming at the start of the round. Through the normal course of play, it became non-conforming, but he could still finish the round with that club, unless he bent it over his knee, just like Bob said.
Right, right. So that's what's key here. If he had damaged the club while he was playing, had he started with that club, being a conforming club at the time of the start, it would have been the problem.
No.
But had he taken that club, now non-conforming, not, you can't think of it as being a damaged club that you're taking, it's a non-conforming club. Had he used it, had he had it in his bag, a two-stroke penalty, had he used it in competition, he would have been right out the door. Goodbye. Okay, that's interesting. So who are you watching? Who are you watching here? We're at, and it's a gorgeous day. You really need to come to Kapolei. Absolutely beautiful. The fairways, it's lush. It looks even prettier in person than on television, you know? And I want to ask you about the greens, Sean. Are these undulating greens? You know, you can't tell looking on TV.
It's not really. The greens here actually are really small. Most standard golf courses have about 4 acres of greens. We only got about 2.5.
Oh.
So the greens are really small here. Greens don't have a whole lot of undulation in them. Number 18 does have a tier in it. 16 does as well. 6 has a little bit of front-to-back slope in it. But for the most part, our greens are relatively flat, few little bumps and humps. But, you know, the biggest thing here is just finding them because they're so small.
And that's interesting. It makes it the narrow fairways that they already have to deal with here, coming into the smaller greens, even that much more difficult to hit.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, we've had perfect conditions as far as growing grass, and our rough, they wanted it 2 inches. I was with the superintendent about 2 weeks ago, and we went, oh, we can't keep up at 2 inches, we better raise it.
Wow.
And then raise it, and we'd raise it again. The rough is nasty. You got to hit in the fairway. R.W. Eakes is a longtime friend of mine. When I lived in Arizona, I played a lot of golf with Dubs. And he hit 2 fairways yesterday and made an amazing 1-under round by only hitting 2 fairways. Because these guys are getting in the rough. It's right where the tour wants it, is a half a shot penalty. They can still advance the ball. It's not like a U.S. Open where they have to chip out. But when they come into those greens, it's not stopping. A lot of flyers, a lot of different shots going on out there. So
I want to ask Bob, for folks who don't know Kapolei, who don't, because we've had LPGA events here, but it's not widely known. This is the second year on the Champions Tour. Bob, is there a course on the mainland or on the PGA Tour that we may be more familiar with that has this kind of the narrowness and the small greens coming in?
No, not really. I think that's what makes the test that is being given to the best senior players in the world right now is your golf course. And you know, every golf course has a personality. I'm sure there's some golf courses that may have some similar traits, but that one is certainly unique.
know, the interesting thing here is, you know, you get on the fairway, it's not really tree-lined fairways. You know, we have some palm trees out there and a couple other types of trees. But, you know, you don't get the sense of narrowness when you're standing on the tee box. It's a pretty wide-open golf course. But when you find the rough, you don't want to be there.
No, not the way things have been growing here. Yeah. You certainly want to stay out. Let me ask you, we have the Hawaii Golf Conference on Tuesday. We were talking about speeding up pace of play and making it more fun for golfers, the regular golfers. You're going to cut this rough down again for regular people, aren't you?
As fast as we possibly can. We want to keep that, you know, while we're young.
While we're young. Okay, we're here. It's a fabulous day. It's the Pacific Links Championship at Kapolei Golf Club. Beautiful. Come down. Tickets are only $10, and everything benefits the Pacific Links Hawaii Foundation. Tess Baracchio is here in the house. We need to take a break. Going to talk with her. We're the Executive Women's Golf Association. No, you don't have to be an executive to join. It's a networking club of women and men, by the way. We have on our board a man. He's, yeah.
You let somebody through the door? You don't need us.
Yeah, we have fun with you. We go out afterwards and we have some dinner and some poo-poos or some big bumblebees flying around. Lovely. This is called Wildlife on the Course. But we'll be back from the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, Champions Tour event in Hawaii. It's fabulous. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
You probably have heard this name before if you're in Hawaii, and the Baracchio sisters have a show in the islands, and they feature all the different things that are happening in Hawaii, whether it's the latest hot spot, the latest fashion, a great resort to go. I hope I'm not leaving things out, but Tess Baracchio is one of these sisters, and she is a member of the Executive Women's Golf Association, one of the founding members here, the Hawaii chapter board member, an avid, enthusiastic golfer, and she is joining us on the show for a couple of reasons. First of all, here at Kapolei, there is the Life Foundation benefit. It's coming up. It's the first annual Par-T tournament, and I love the name of that. It's like par and tee at the same time, and we also have Karen Krause, the New York Times, and she's on with us right now. She just called in. Karen, good morning.
Hello, I'm so sorry I'm a little late. It's a little waterlogged here, and getting around is a bit of a challenge.
It's a challenge. Well, I'm bringing Tess on because she's going to be here, so we can talk a little bit. Do you mind hanging just with us a little bit? And
no worries.
Oh, excellent. Thanks so much, Karen. Karen is great. I mean, I wish you could meet her and see her. She's one of the most flamboyant dressers that I've ever met. She's wonderful. She has a unique sense of style, and it works perfectly. It's one of those things, There are a couple of players on the LPGA Tour that I always admired because they showed style first. They decided to do something unique with their look. And Karen is like that. She's just very a wonderful person. So, Tess.
Beautiful,
Tess.
Karen. Love to meet you. Hello, this is Tess.
Tess.
I love this place. Gosh, the way she described you sounds like you've got a passion for fashion.
It's not so much that, but as a woman in a predominantly male world, there's just so many rules about how you can and cannot dress that I have to cover myself from head to toe, but I figured I've got to let some of my personality show through, and so it has ended up showing through on my crazy pants. So that's basically the long story short of why I wear crazy long trousers, as they call them in Europe. So
yeah, they're colorful. They're colorful.
Exactly.
Yes, but you spoke to something that's so, what we're talking about right now is when women are with a predominantly male group, they tend to have to be very careful about what they dress, the signals they're sending out. You've got, you have to watch yourself. You can't really be free, so to speak, right?
Can't necessarily be dropping down and picking up that tea whenever you want.
You can't drop down and pick up that tea whenever you want. Exactly. You've got to be very careful.
Show less skin is always my mantra. So
exactly.
When you're talking about executive women's golf, the PGA Tour has done a fabulous thing. They're ahead of the LPGA by a lot on this one thing. They, at select tour stops, they've started bringing in executive women days, bringing in women, high-powered women from the area, and then bringing in guest speakers who are also women to talk about golf. And I went to one in Miami this year, and it was really eye-opening because this world is really frightening to a lot of women who feel like there's a certain kind of, if I don't know the lingo or there's a certain password, and if I don't know the password, I can't fit in. And they felt very free in this day of being surrounded only by women, so they weren't being judged by men to ask any kind of question or, you know, talk about things that are of concern to them and what keeps them from playing golf. And it was just striking how you would have these women who are fearless in the boardroom say, well, you know, I don't really understand the whole idea of golf. And you know, the first time I went to a pro-am, I pulled up and the guy took my clubs out of the trunk and I thought he was trying to steal them. You know, they don't even understand the protocol. And so it's very intimidating. And one woman who I'm sure was speaking for many said, you know, I felt like I couldn't play golf unless I could hit every shot perfect, because yes. I think she's projecting yes. what many women feel in the workplace is that you have to be 10 times better to get one-third of the credit. So for her to find out, like, oh, no one hits it perfect every shot. And this particular woman said her epiphany came when she finally did get out on the course, played with her boss. He was hitting horrible shots, but it didn't matter because, of course, no one hit, not even Tiger, as he's proving this week, hits perfect shots every round. So it's just there's so much of a learning curve that that is really scary to otherwise fearless women, and it's why golf needs to become more inclusive and why associations like yours are so important, because there is this huge gulf that needs to be, you know, no pun intended, that needs to be bridged to really grow the game on from a gender side and not just from, you know, in other ways.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that statement, and I see that a lot with these powerful, high-powered women who are very professional and they can really carry themselves, and then come onto the golf course and not even know how to hold the club, not know where the sweet spot is, and being very intimidated. But this is what Executive Women's Golf Association is about, is welcoming and all-inclusive not just for women, but even men who are able to support this effort to have women kind of level the playing field on the professional and social networking side. I mean, that's the important part, connecting and being able to use golf to further your careers and your aspirations.
Yes, and the fact that we don't require a gin, that's one of the all-embracing. Now, we have the Hawaii State Golf Association, the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association. To join, you need to have a gin. That stops a lot of women who don't know anything about the game from broaching the world. And with the EWGA, you don't need a gin. You just come in, and then through the meetup, we have a meetup page, or through our, we just, since our chapter's just formed, we're about to have our very own website, right?
Yes, we are.
And you can see where we go play. We play 9 holes on Twilight, or test.
Get a free lesson, a cheaper lesson, or less expensive, something that's non-intimidating. Do a night golf par 3 night golf, glow-in-the-dark, kind of just a fun thing.
Or on the driving range, and go have poo-poos, as we call hors d'oeuvres, and a little something afterwards. And
19th puka, yes.
Yes, and laugh about and be comfortable in a surrounding where Susie Whaley was here. You spoke, Karen, about high-powered women here for this conference we had on Tuesday. And she said one of the things that women have the problem with is they always think they have to be perfect, and we do. And we're afraid when we're in an environment where we don't know all the rules. We want to learn them. We do. We really want to learn them. But there's got to be a safe place to learn them. And that's really what I think the EWGA is. It's a safe place. We have rules clinics.
Etiquette.
All the things that women go, I don't know how to behave. Where am I supposed to step? Where am I supposed to walk? Now, for a woman who's, like you were saying, in the boardroom and, you know, very powerful in her environment, to put her into a place where she feels intimidated, that's not a comfortable position to be in.
But with other women who are just as unfamiliar with the territory, it's such a nice, comfortable position to learn and to grow and to connect. And I mean, I would not have met someone like you, Danielle. I mean, I've heard you on the radio for years. My God, I'm sitting right across from you and sitting on the air with you. And I grew up listening to you and just thinking, what an amazing, powerful, professional, and sexy voice you have on the air. And yet, here I am, just because of this organization, I've met people like you. And
it's
I would
wonderful.
Not have that type of comfort level to do that had I not been on the golf course and just hitting off the tees.
Isn't that wonderful?
I love it.
It really is. It's fabulous. So that's how we're trying to grow the game.
One thing I was struck by when another woman at this conference on this day talked about how when she finally got the courage to go out and play with her boss, she realized, you know, I can go through his secretary and try to get 4 minutes with him, and he's going to be really distracted, and I'm not really going to be heard. Or I can play a round of golf with him, and he's my captive audience for 4.5 hours.
Absolutely.
He can get to know me. He sees my character and how I play the game. And she said one round with her boss she gained so much ground in terms of how he perceived her and the connection that they made, and it was so much better than her banging her head against the wall trying to get 4 minutes of his time in a work setting. So she
saw the
advantage from a business standpoint of doing this. And I always tell young girls, hey, you know, you guys always want to go where the boys are, well, the boys are on the driving range, so go out and hit balls, and it's going to be one of the few places where you're going to have the odds with you. You know, you're going to be outnumbered by boys. So if nothing else, it's a great social mechanism for you to go out to the range and meet people while also getting some exercise and hopefully learning a skill that will help you for the rest of your life.
Do you think, Bob Bupka, do you want to join our organization?
I'm not a joiner. You know me, Danielle. I'm like the loner out here, so.
I totally understand. Karen Kraus, New York Times, the New York Times. I'm very picky about the golf club, so I understand why it's the New York Times. And we always
shorten
things.
But it's not the Golf Channel. It's just Golf Channel. That's what I'm always getting messed up with. Yes.
You have to be very careful these days. So before we take a break and before we let you go, we didn't talk about Tour Championship by Coca-Cola and the FedEx Cup playoff. But
yeah.
Let me ask you,
which
this.
Henrik
we
is
kind of
running away with, by the way, so there's not too much to talk about right now. He's 5 strokes ahead, so.
Yeah, it's kind of okay, that's done with. We'll see how he does today and tomorrow with the rain. It may give Tiger an opportunity to rest, you know, a little downtime.
Yeah, from his 17 starts in 52 weeks.
Okay. Now, one final question. Player of the year. Who do you think is going to get it? Is it Adam Scott? Is it Tiger Woods? Is it Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, I was hoping that Phil or Adam would win the Tour Championship because then it would be an easy vote. I think you vote for whoever won. But if the result told with Stenson with 53 holes done and 5 strokes ahead, you probably do have to give it to Tiger. But for all of his wins, 5, of course, and 17 starts, he's also had just a really up-and-down year. We were doing the math yesterday. He has had 6 scores of worse than double bogey this year, which just speaks to his inconsistency. And, of course, one of those came at the Masters, which was a rule. And, you know, a rule snafu. He's had 3 rule snafus this year. Is that really the coming of a player of the year? It's not as clear cut as it would seem for someone who's won 5 events, but I think at the end of the day, Tiger will win.
Okay, because it's their vote. That's right. It's the players
I think
who vote,
if I had
and they
to
have
vote,
a lot of respect
I would vote
for
Adam. I'd vote for Adam just because I think one major trumps 5 tour events, plus he had a playoff win. So I would vote for Adam, but I could see why. I could argue the other side.
Karen Krause, The New York Times, thanks so much
Thank
for being
you,
on. I really enjoyed talking with you about women's golf, and it was just perfect with Tess being here. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Take care.
You too. We'll talk again soon, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Juuleye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Our first tee time is 8:10 this morning. We're at the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship, and we want you to come down. And ladies, we're talking right now with Tess Baracchio, the Executive Women's Golf Association now has a chapter. It's the EWGA. It's very informal. The name makes it sound formal, doesn't it, Tess?
It does, and it could be misleading, but the great thing about it is something that you can aspire to if you're just getting into the business world or wanting to aspire towards that.
Yeah.
Executive Women's Golf Association was actually started by a woman who felt that she was getting shortchanged in the office, being able to get promoted or being able to talk to the higher-ups, talking to the boss. It was one of those things where all the old boys network was getting their share, and we were stuck in the office as women administrating
and
losing out on those conversations that happen at 19th Puka.
Exactly. And a lot of us think that, well, we can't go to a charity event that the company is telling us you should go play in this event because we don't know how to play, or we're going to make a fool of ourselves, or, you know, I don't know what to wear. I mean, all these things go through our minds because we want to have all of those things wrapped up. Guys, you know, you laugh about a woman what to wear. To her, that's her uniform for the day.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know what the right uniform is for the environment she's going into. It has nothing to do with fashion. That comes later. Tell me what the uniform is. Tell me how to walk around. Where's the pathway? That's not always clear on a golf course. You know, you can follow the cart path, but then you're kind of like, what are you doing over on the cart path? So how do we join? You join the EWGA Hawaii by going to
meetup.com. That's one way. meetup.com/EWGA Hawaii.
Yes.
And there's a bunch of meetups. We try to do something once a week, twilight or lessons.
Weekends, Sunday, Saturday, it all depends. Sometimes it's on the North Shore. Sometimes it's on the South Shore. Sometimes we meet in town just for poo-poos and drinks to talk about, and I'm not talking about alcoholic necessarily. You know, I can't drink on the, maybe once a week, once a month, you know, I get to have a glass of wine because we have busy lives and you just have to keep going. So what I mean, we just get together to have coffee. We've also got the Executive Women's Golf Association, the actual place to go sign up, and there's a $20 discount until the end of this month to sign up to become a member. And you go to the meetup.com and find out all the things that we're doing so you get a sense. Come to some of the events, sign up, and just come. You don't have to put any money down to do this. You just come to the event, get involved, and see if you like the people that we are. And then if you want to join, and if you join by the end of the month, there's that $20 discount. And that's going to EWGA Hawaii.
Actually, it's going to the umbrella organization based out of Palm Springs, Florida. And so they handle all of the membership dues, and then they'll allocate a certain amount to our chapter, which we just recently incorporated, and we're so excited about that.
About 2 weeks ago? Exactly.
Yeah, so now we're able to... You can enter any chapter. If you join the Hawaii chapter, and I think Hawaii chapter, if you want to join other chapters out there, you can add another $35 to your membership dues. But Hawaii is where it's at. These are where the golf courses are. This is the beauty.
Our goal is to have the largest chapter in the country because people can come here and be on vacation and be a part of it. But also, Bob Bupka is back with us. Bob?
I am back, Danielle.
I'm so glad.
Well, I was thinking when I got disconnected that, well, Danielle, which is a very nice honor, is going to be a observer later on, and she's so nervous about that, especially when she was talking about the trade winds blowing 20 miles an hour. You be careful out there, Danielle. Don't get blown away.
Well, I was asking you, see, when Karen and Tess and I were talking, it's sort of like the girls took over the show, and I said at the end, I said, Bob Bupka, would you join our executive, our EWGA? I want to keep the W out because men are welcome to join. We have one of our board members is a man. He's taking care of one family. Yes. Would you join just to come out and have some fun with the ladies on the course?
I'd love to. I'd rather do that than join a man's organization.
He's well said. Bravo.
Yes. And here on Monday, on September 30th, we have the first annual party tournament that benefits the Life Foundation. It's here at Kapolei. We have a team. We're recruiting more people to play, to sign up at lifefoundationorg.ipage.com. Just Google Life Foundation and you will find it, and you can become a, it's a great organization. And if you'd like to play on the EWGA Hawaii team, go to Meetup. And I think we've got something going right, Tessa?
Yeah, one of our members actually put that on Meetup, and that's how our members can, you know, invite others to their own kinds of activities, you know, show them what they're doing and show them how we can contribute to the community. So she posted this on Meetup, and she's one of our members, and I'm going to hope that she becomes one of our board members here, putting on the Life Foundation. She actually said this is their first one because typically they do the annual walk, right,
yes.
The AIDS walk.
Yes.
And so they thought, well, this is another way to reach another market. I mean, that's just an untapped market. And then to reach women who golf, that's the other market. I mean, you know, Danielle's whole goal here is to grow the game of golf. And where is that at? You know, the women who are at home that have not come out to the golf courses because of the intimidation factor, this is the best way to invite them, and doing it on Meetup is a good way. We got a team of four, and I'd love to get another team of four, you guys.
It would be fabulous. So please go to meetup.com/EWGA Hawaii and check out all the things we do. We have one of the top leaders at the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. Bob, I want you to help me because I am meeting Brian Henninger for the first time. And what I've learned about this gentleman is truly wonderful. An outstanding tennis player in high school, made the University of Southern California golf team as a walk-on. He has his own foundation. It's the Brian Henninger Foundation, and he raises money for children's charities in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Oh, thank you very much for having me this morning.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, Bob Bupke.
Excuse me?
Bob Bupke is my co-host this morning. He's over at the Players, the Tour Championship. And he just said,
okay.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. Good morning.
Hey, nice playing yesterday. Obviously, you like the golf course and hope to do even better today.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I don't know. I mean, this is a little piece of paradise. It's kind of funny because on my golf bag, I represent Bandon Dunes. And yesterday was kind of like Bandon Dunes in paradise because we play in that kind of wind over on the coast. Yet we don't have this glorious ocean out on the horizon and the beautiful warm temperatures. So, yeah, the course is fabulous, really. In fact, I'm kind of intrigued by it because I think it fits all caliber of players, not just for us Champions Tour players, but I think it suits, you know, the average Joe that comes out to play golf. I really like the layout. I think it's comfortable for all styles of play.
It really, I understand. I'm sorry, Bob. We have a little bit of a delay coming in from the mainland for some reason. So I didn't
yeah.
mean to cut you off. Go ahead, Bob.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, you didn't? Okay, then let me, Brian, direct you to the rough. I understand it's like 3.5 inches. It must be key hitting fairways.
Oh, it's enormous. And I did a good job of that yesterday. So I had a lot of opportunities to have, you know, hit my shots into the greens with some spin and some control. There's only a couple times that I actually hit the rough. But the rough is interesting because oftentimes, too, it's sitting up and the bottom is probably 3 or 4 inches below it, so it gets really tricky. You can catch some of those knuckleballs and what we call flyers and those kind of things. So it is imperative to stay out of the rough here. But, you know, the golf course is in just incredible shape. The greens are as good a greens as I've ever putted on. It's really, really exciting to be part of the tournament.
Wow, and that's interesting because you and several other key players have said that, and the superintendent of golf right now has laryngitis. But everybody wants to compliment him on the greens.
Oh, they're really tremendous. I mean, as you know, I mean, we don't play in Hawaii all the time, but really it's just factoring in, you know, because you get the gusts and the winds, and it's whoever's able to kind of calibrate out there and be creative with their shot selections. I know yesterday a couple of caddies asked me, so what'd you hit there? Did you hit 9 iron? I said, no, I hit an 8 iron. But I said, it's just all loft representation, really. It's you're just trying to present some kind of shot shape with loft. I mean, I could have hit 4 or 5 different clubs on certain shots just to keep the trajectory correct and keep the ball out of the wind as much as I can. But that's the fun challenge of playing in Hawaii. I truly enjoy it.
You were tied with Ben Crenshaw in the Masters after three rounds, a pair of 68. You have that. That must be an incredible experience to draw on.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was a long time ago. I mean, that was my trajectory was pretty steep at the time. You mentioned to the fellow listeners out there that I was a walk-on at USA. I truly had played 1 year of high school golf and was learning through college and turn flow and blah, blah, blah. But, I was excelling quite a bit, especially around 95. So the anticipation of that kind of thing happening to me was there. I didn't handle it very good, but boy, was it exciting. I mean, I couldn't ask for a better opportunity, and then to watch Ben Crenshaw actually win the golf tournament, that was, it's incredible. You know, I mean, as I look back, of course, I wish I was that guy walking off that green with the green jacket. And, you know, at times I felt like I was kind of an underachiever, but, you know, golf has been great to me, so I have no complaints. And I truly try to look forward. This opportunity to play the Champions Tour right now is, I pinch myself every week, because it's like reincarnation for the old guys. And we're still all trying to perfect something that is not perfectible. So we work hard in the gym, trying to eat the right foods. And this is another opportunity. So I'm just looking to play good golf today. And I don't really look in the rearview mirror. I know that sounds a little cliche, but I don't think about the Masters back in 95. Yeah, it's one of the greatest experiences I've ever had in golf. But I hope to have a bunch on the Champions Tour, to be honest with you.
Bravo. I love that. Bob
Zupka,
that's really a very cool position to be in. Brian Henninger is the man we're talking with and the man you're listening to. He is one of the Champions Tour players right here at Kapolei Golf Club, where they're playing the Kapolei Golf Course for the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship. A terrific field, absolutely magnificent day for you to come. And it's not going to be a good walk spoiled. I mean, it's going to be a fabulous day for you to come out. I get to walk as an honorary observer. I'm thrilled. Bob, do you have a question you wanted to ask?
No, I was just listening to what Brian had to say about that 95 Masters. I was down there. Yes, it was an incredible victory for Ben Crenshaw, in light that he was a pallbearer on that previous Wednesday for Harvey Koenig. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest golf teachers ever to be involved in the game. And I remember, because I was a friend of Harvey's, Brian, and I was interviewing Ben as we were walking up to Butler Cabin, and the last thing I happened to say to him, he had tears in his eyes, and I had a few of mine, and I said, how much did Harvey play in this victory? And he said he was the 15th club in my bag. And, of course, later on, going into the media room and everything, that was the quote that he used over and over again. So it was all in the newspapers and whatnot following that Masters. And the next week, they were playing in Houston. And Janice Self, I don't know if you know her or not, she's my partner and producer. And, you know, she went up to Ben at Houston and said, Ben, do you remember where you... the first time that you said 15th club in my bag? And he said, yeah, I said that to Bob Bupka. And he then sent me this lovely letter. She gave him a copy of the tape of me saying that question to him. So he sent me a lovely letter thanking me and blah, blah, blah. And it's just something that I've kept over the years. But you're right, though, Brian. A putt here, a putt there. And it could have been a green jacket for you, but I love the perspective that you're coming at from, and that, you know, hey, create some dynamic stories and achievements on the Champions Tour, because that's the opportunity that's in front of you right now.
Oh, well, exactly, I think. Even though, I mean, I relish all the other experiences, but I hope to make new ones. I really do. I'm that kind of person. And by the way, you're so correct about Ben. I'll never forget, because he is kind of on the first couple of holes. I'm reliving the 95 Masters again on Sunday. He struggled off the tee. He made a great up and in on number one, and then just really truly snapped with the drive on two off the tee, which could have been gonzo, could have lost the ball. But he kind of got fortunate, hit a tree, came out. That had to have been Harvey. It had to have been the spirits of the day. the golfing gods, the divine intervention, because that ball popped back out on almost about the lady's tee. He proceeded to hit that one down the fairway and knock it on the green and make birdie. And then it was some of the greatest golf I've ever witnessed, really. And it's so neat because that was at the end of Ben's PGA Tour career. And to see him go out like that, that was a special day. So, you know, it's fun to kind of look back and tell the stories of that day for sure.
Hey, Brian.
Brian Menninger.
I was just going to say,
champion
Danielle.
Tour player. I'm sorry, Bob. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say if either one of you saw in the news this past week the Horton Smith green jacket that he won in 1934 went up for auction, and it was $562,000 for the jacket when you pay the broker's fees and whatnot, almost $750,000 in total. But the guy said he wanted to have an authentic Masters green jacket. Well, he has one now.
That's incredible. Oh, wow.
That is incredible. What I find amazing, I really am impressed with you, Brian Henninger. TheBrianHenninger.com is where you go to find out more about his foundation. And I can understand why every day you're making, you know, new goals and new experiences, because when you're working with these high school and college kids, and I read the article that you have a holistic approach, the short game strategy, the mental game, the psychology of it, and your own experiences giving to those kids, kids infuse you with that. I am very much going to continue with my life, and I've got lots of goals ahead of me. It's a wonderful feeling. Thanks for being on the show. You're great.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to today, no matter what happens. Golf is kind of
unique
that way.
May you hit the sweet spot every time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on your show.
Absolutely. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club. Aloha, Brian.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back, and we're having a fabulous day here at the beautiful. I mean, if you can come out for the day, there's snacks to buy. There's or bring a picnic. You know, bring lots of water. One thing you need to have is a lot. I have two cans of sunscreen, I think, to make sure that I don't get burned. But don't let that stop you. Bring an umbrella, you know, if you need to cover yourself. The walk is fabulous. It's great exercise, and you will feel good, and you'll experience the course. You kind of get to know it. If you've ever wanted to get into the game, you want to, but you don't want to, like, you know, play in front of people, and you want to learn the etiquette, it's a nice place to come and watch from. You'll see some of the best players in the world playing here. The most experience. You will learn more watching these men play than you will what you could ever learn going to a PGA Tour event. Simply put, the guys who are playing on the PGA Tour are playing another world. You can't play like they play unless you're like 0.00001% of the population, okay? They're just unbelievable. You can't believe what they can accomplish. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. And the bummer is they make it look really easy, don't they? It's like, wow, it's not fair. They make it look so simple. So we have this fabulous field that you really need to come out and check out. I mean, 17 winners of this year's Champions Tour events, including the repeat winners, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and David Frost, they have officially committed and are playing, of course, in this event. And we have Fred Couples, who is playing in this event. And Vijay Singh is debuting in this event. So we really want you to come out and play. Bob Bubka, who would you, if you were playing or just watching, who would you follow?
Well, you know, you could follow, obviously, Fred Couples and learn a lot about the rhythm of the golf swing. And you brought up a great point, Danielle, as far as somebody wanting to learn a little bit about the game of golf. If they had an opportunity to go to a regular PGA Tour event or a Champions Tour event, I would recommend the Champions Tour event. They're a lot more accommodating. They're friendly. You can talk to them. You can approach them. And you'll see different ways of playing the game. There's no cookie cutter out on the Champions Tour. Everybody has a style of their own. I mean, Rocco Mediate, Kenny Perry's swing is completely different. But they're good guys. They're raising money for charity in Hawaii, and you can have a nice day. I'm a little concerned when you said two cans of sunscreen. You're not going to be an observer in a bikini, are you?
No, I don't think they're going to let me. You know, Karen Krause was on the show a little earlier, the New York Times golf writer that you know, and she said the one thing about her style of dress that she has to be careful is it's show as little skin as possible so that, you know, nobody can be offended or get the wrong impression. And that's kind of like what my philosophy is, you know, be comfortable, but dress as conservatively as possible, especially in these kinds. And so, ladies, if you're thinking about coming up, I'll put on a pair of nice shorts that come just above or below the knee, you know. Tess, what do you think? Am I right? A nice little shirt, you know, something comfortable, a hat. You want to make sure that your face isn't going to get burned, because we all worry about that.
I think I'm learning about golf etiquette and how to dress properly as a woman on the golf course, because I have been playing very informally for many years, and just joining the EWGA a couple months ago has allowed me to learn a little bit more about, you know, just what she was talking about is etiquette, and really watching how you, what kinds of messages or mixed messages you might be setting in the clothes that you wear as a woman on the course.
Yeah, and when to pick up the tee. I mean,
or how?
See, Bob, we're trying to grow the game and get people out to enjoy the game, and at the same time support charities like the Pacific Link to Hawaii Foundation that benefits all the kids on the Leeward Coast and helping the Aina. I mean, it's all about the culture, and it's so important. Every place that the PGA Tour, the Champions Tour goes to, they really infuse a love for the game and a love for the area that they're in. That's kind of unique in the sport world, isn't it?
It really is, but you bring up a great point. You know, sometimes I think that when I get an opportunity to speak in front of people that, you know, not golf savvy, haven't played golf. Maybe they played earlier when their father took them out to the golf course, or grandfather, whatever the case may be. And they think that, you know, to play golf, you got to be play it perfect. I mean, you really don't. I mean, there's no better thing. I mean, I love personally going to Scotland, and I've been there many, many, many times. And one aspect of Scotland that I truly love is on a Sunday morning, you'll see a husband and wife tee off with their little son and little daughter. So the four of them are going down the fairway. There are far more, families that play golf in Scotland. And believe it or not, those youngsters that are learning the game at that early age, they'll have great memories and they'll carry it through for a lifetime. And I just wish people would come away with the realization, and hopefully, because you got great listeners, Danielle, they'll say, hey, well, if you don't have to be perfect, I can give that a try. And you get some good exercise, you'll have lots of fun, and you'll be helping you know, whatever charities involved.
Exactly, exactly. Sean Gobin, the director of operations, is back with us. Sean, anything interesting going on, getting in preparation of the events that begin at 8:10 this morning?
There's something going on around here today?
Yeah, there's all these people are gathering, the parking lot's filling up. If you drive a BMW...
good parking.
You get the best parking, and it's awesome.
Yep. No, I was actually just over the first tee. Our first group of honorary observers are going out. I had to be over there for that real quick. And Danielle, we got a tough question for you. You got somebody else announcing over there. Are you going to be able to handle that?
What do you mean?
You're always announcing stuff, and then you're going to have to be there and just
be quiet. Oh, no, I'm going to turn 17 shades of red. I'm one of those really, it's funny, you put me in front of a microphone and I can talk. If I don't have one, I stutter and it's one of those, it's just very strange. I don't know what it is.
Maybe you should just take the headset with you.
Yeah, take the headset. Put the headset on and Danielle's fine. Hello, everybody.
But yeah, our first groups are just about to get underway in about 2 minutes here. They're on the tee going through the rules right now, 1 and 10. And the nice thing about this event, since they are using number 1 and 10 tee, you get out here, there's a lot of golf going on right away. The other nice thing about here at Coppola, you can cut across and you can see a lot of golf from one or two vantage points. And if you want to change vantage points, it's really easy to get to another hole to watch. And so inside the next 2 hours or so here, we're going to have the golf course full of golfers. And
yeah,
you can perch yourself a 9 or 18 and see just about the entire day.
Yeah, I mean, David Ishii, Jadon Blake, Fred Couples, Steve Elkington. It's amazing. We've got all these wonderful people. Rocco Mediate, Vijay Singh, the first time out on the Champions Tour. Sandy Lyle, Mark O'Meara, Scott Simpson. Local boy, we can call him local boy because he lives here. Bernard Langer, Corey Pavin, Brad Faxon, Bart Bryant, Brian Henninger, who was on the show just a few minutes ago, John Cook, who's on Golf Channel all the time. Hey, John, and he won over at Hualalai. Maybe he's going to make it a twofer here, right?
That would be great.
That would be great. Mark Calcavecchia, Mark Wiebe. It's almost strange having two Marks back to back. We have Ron Syrak coming up. He's got something. Can you imagine there being a Hall of Fame without there being a Arnold Palmer in it? No, it doesn't make any sense, does it? Well, Arnold Palmer is going to be inducted into a Hall of Fame. Like, he hasn't been inducted. It was an inaugural. It's the first, like, first time for this particular Hall of Fame. So we'll be talking about that. But I want to thank Bob Bupka for being on the show. Bob, as always, you bring into my show insights that I would never have been able to provide, and I really appreciate the time that you've spent with me this morning. Will we do this again in a couple of months over in Maui?
I would love to do that in a couple of months, and thanks for having me on. And, you know, you have a great show. You've been doing a great job promoting golf in Hawaii for a long time, and you ought to be... appreciated by your listeners, and I'm sure you are. And do me a favor, go out and have a great time as an honorary observer. That's going to be a blast.
Well, I'm just I just make sure that I don't make any noise, and for Danielle that's really hard. Aloha, Bob.
Aloha.
Okay, and Sean Gobin, you're gonna get real busy now, aren't you?
No, it's almost over now. We had all the pro-ams and the practice rounds. You ever see one of the guys juggling chainsaws at the boardwalk?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I feel like. I had 7 in the air. I'm down to 2.
Oh.
I'm about to drop 1. I'll have only 1 tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's nothing.
And the reason I say juggling chainsaws is if you juggle them, you don't drop everything. Everything goes perfectly, but if you drop one, it could be catastrophic.
I got it. You're doing a fabulous job.
Thank
you. The golf course is looking spectacular, and please tell the superintendent that everybody is... Who wants to talk to him?
Mr. Nick Price.
Mr. Nick Price says he's never putted on greens like these?
Past Palom greens like these.
Yeah.
Never seen anything so good. I think Nick's got a little project working, and he's not going to steal my superintendent.
I see. Okay. Thanks for being on the show. Really, really enjoyed talking
my
with
pleasure.
You.
My pleasure.
Oh, and we also... I'll wrap it up at the end of the show. There are some fabulous events on Wednesdays that you have got to come to. Talking about growing the game for women and for children. There's snag golf for the kids. You can have the kids playing snag golf on Wednesday evening. The women can go and have a free lesson.
Yep.
Free.
Free.
Hello. How
free
you spell
for the kids,
F-R-E-E.
Too. Yep.
Okay.
And don't forget, dads can come out too. We also have an open clinic that
let dads come too?
Absolutely.
Okay, so if dad's taking care of the kids,
he can bring the kids, throw them over at Snag for an hour, and we'll give him a free lesson as well.
Right on.
The whole family's welcome.
Tess Baracchio, you're awesome. Thanks.
Thank
and we're going to be walking together.
Awesome.
We're going to spend a whole 18 holes together.
In the quiet?
In
we
the
have
quiet.
To be quiet.
We have
oh
to be quiet.
Oh, my goodness. That'll be
maybe you better hang back a little bit.
You should put the sign right in front of us.
So
that'll
excited.
Be quiet.
Well, you can carry it.
We'll be back right after this talking with Ron Syrak. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
The new Acura RDX features an incredibly efficient V6 engine with 273 horsepower. Yet the RDX has incredible nimble driving characteristics. And let's not forget, it's also equipped with standard power moonroof, Bluetooth phone connectivity, and a 360-watt 7-speaker premium audio system. It also has standard leather seats. Unfortunately, they don't make any sound.
Test drive the new RDX today.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
The new Acura RLX's true sense of luxury comes from its unique technologies. From the Jewel-Eye LED headlights and precision all-wheel steer, to its available 14-speaker Krell premium audio system, the RLX takes everything you love about a luxury sedan and makes it even more luxurious. The all-new RLX from Acura. Luxury taken to a whole new level.
Visit your local Acura dealer today. Luxury, intelligently priced.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Okay, welcome back in the clubhouse. And you know, we have our own Hall of Fame in Hawaii. The Aloha Section PGA has a Hall of Fame, and we induct great players in Hawaii every year. David Ishii, Ted Makalena, they're all in the Hall of Fame. And at the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, I mean, the people that have come out of Western Pennsylvania are legendary. Jackie Pung is in our Hall of Fame as well, yes, and I want to think of Jackie right now. There is a fabulous woman being inducted in the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, and the legend that's being inducted is amazing. Let's welcome to the show Ron Syrak. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Now, I understand there's going to be an evening of hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, dinner, followed by the program that includes conversations with Arnold Palmer, the legend I speak of, and Carol Semple Thompson. And you get to be the person doing the conversing, to conduct
yeah,
the conversation.
Yeah, you know, it's a big thrill for me because the ceremony is happening at Oakmont, which is one of my favorite golf courses on the planet. And I grew up about 60 miles from Oakmont, so being asked to come back to my home turf to MC this night is a huge thrill for me. And you know, I mean, Arnold is, I wouldn't be involved in golf if it wasn't for Arnold Palmer. You and I have talked about this before. My dad worked in the steel mills in Pennsylvania, and when he was 35 years old, he took up the game of golf because the son of a local superintendent started winning golf tournaments, Arnold Palmer. And Arnold really, in Western Pennsylvania, took the game out of the country clubs, brought it to public golf courses. And when I was a kid, every factory and mill in Western Pennsylvania had a 9-hole golf league, and that was because of Arnold. So it's a thrill for me to go back and spend this night with Arnold. And also, Carol Semple Thompson is on the short list of the most underappreciated people ever to play the game of golf.
Well, I was just thinking about that. I was thinking we're celebrating Francis We Met, who never turned pro, an amateur, 100 years since his U.S. Open victory. And I thought of Carol Semple Thompson as sort of like the female Frances we met in the accomplishments that she's got under her belt. 7 USGA championships, 12 times on the Curtis Cup. An amazing woman. Now,
you know, only 5 people in history have won 3 different USGA events. And those 5 are Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods, Joanne Carner, Arnold Palmer, and Carol Semple Thompson. You know, Carol won the women's AM, the senior women's AM, and she won the women's mid-AM, you know, 3 different events. And if there was a senior women's U.S. Open, and that's a campaign I'm going to get on pretty soon, is to advocate that they need to create one, she might have won that, too. So she might have had 4. She comes from that generation of we're not going to see it anymore, where we're going to have somebody that good and that talented be a career amateur. You know, back then, you couldn't make as much money playing golf as you could now. You could make more money going into business than you could playing golf. And that era of the career amateur, the really great, the Bob Jones, great player who stays an amateur throughout their entire career, is probably gone.
Why did she choose not to become a professional? Has she ever talked about that?
Well, I think that the opportunities and the life on the LPGA were very difficult at the time that she would have been coming along. She would have been playing in the 70s. She got out of college, and by the way, she went to college. She went to a college that didn't have a college golf team. You know, so she didn't play because there weren't any. This is pre-Title IX days. There weren't opportunities for women to play sports. So she would have been getting out of college in about 1970, and that was really a time. The last time the LPGA schedule dipped as low as it dipped was in 2010, when it dipped to 23. The last time it dipped that low was 1971-72. So it was a struggling time for the LPGA, and I don't think it was the life that anybody wanted to commit themselves to. And she came from a family that was very steeped in golf. Her father was president of the Bud Semple was president of the USGA in 1974 and 75, and the first tournament that Carol Semple won, she was 16 years old. She won the West Penn Women's AM, and in the finals, she beat her mother. That's a pretty cool story.
That's what I call taking your generation one step further. Ron Zyrak is the executive editor of Golf World, senior writer for Golf Digest, author of the Vision 54 trilogies, and a Pirates fan and a Steelers fan, and definitely a Pennsylvania man. Very honored he is. The Western Pennsylvania Golf Hall of Fame inducting its inaugural class at Oakmont Country Club on Thursday the 26th, coming up. And Ron's been asked to be the master of ceremonies, and the people that are being inducted include William Founds, Jock Hutchison, Carol Semple Thompson, Lou Worsham, and Arnold Palmer. Are you just a little bit nervous? I know you've done a lot of stuff in your life. Are you just a little bit nervous talking with Arnold Palmer, conducting a conversation with him in front of a large group of people? They've paid $200 a plate.
I'll tell you, Carol and Arnold are two of the nicest people on the planet. And in 2008, when Carol went into the World Golf Hall of Fame, I was there, and they asked me to give a 5-minute talk about two other inductees, Craig Woods and Denny Shute, and they said, we'd like you to give this little talk, and oh, by the way, we want you to do it without notes and without a teleprompter to create to intensify the dramatic effect. And I did that, and it probably took about 2 years off my life in fear doing it, but Carol went out of her way afterwards to come up to me and compliment me on the talk that I had given, and every time she sees me, she reminds me of that. She's just genuinely a nice person that way, and Arnold is there's no more better people person than Arnold Palmer. I mean, interviewing Arnold, as much as he's accomplished, as great of an icon as he is, you know, it's like sitting down with your uncle and just batting the breeze around. He is just as down-to-earth and genuine of a human being as you're going to find.
He is. He was on my show for about 15 minutes, and I kept calling him Mr. Palmer, and he said, don't call me Mr. Palmer. I'm feeling very old. Please call me. You know, time flew, and he's a wonderful, wonderful person. He really does.
I'll tell you, one of the points that I'm going to make in my talk is you can argue about who the greatest golfer of all time is. You can make cases for Bobby Jones and Ben Hogan and Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods. And you can argue who the greatest was. And those are all valid arguments, and they all have strong points. But I don't think you can argue who the most important golfer was. Arnold Palmer was the Babe Ruth of golf. He came along late 50s, early 60s, right when television was discovering sports, and he televised so well. He had movie star good looks, and he played an attacking, slashing style, and he had that corkscrew windmill follow-through where he ducked underneath the club. He was great TV, and that had a lot to do, too, with expanding the growth of the game. Arnold Palmer was the single greatest grow-the-game program golf's ever found.
We could make him player of the year if we still could, but who are you going for? We're almost out of time, so I'm jumping the gun here.
It's got to be Tiger still, probably, you know, with five wins.
Really?
even without a major. Yeah, I mean, you know, Mickelson didn't do a whole lot other than win a British Open, and Scott didn't do a whole lot. Let's see what happens down in Atlanta at the Tour Championship.
Okay.
But, probably still lean towards Tiger. And five wins is hard to, even though it doesn't feel like he won five wins, because he's been, and we're seeing it this weekend, he's been very inconsistent. And certainly in the biggest tournaments has not played his best, no question about that.
Yeah, that's what's interesting about watching him. It's like, who are you this week? And,
yeah.
You know, who's going to show up? How do you really know how to play the game? And he said, I'm tired.
Did you ever think you'd ever hear those words? I mean, two sentences.
I'm tired.
The two things I've heard Tiger say this year is, I'm tired. And then another time he said, hey, I've had several top fives in majors this year. That's pretty good. And when has Tiger ever been sad? When has he ever settled for a top five? You know, so those are stunning things to me. And what they all speak to me is that his belief system in himself is not what it once was.
You know, that happens when you get older. In addition to the things that he has done, you realize you're fallible. You're no longer the indestructible kid that you know, darn it. And
yep.
Children have a way of kind of reinforcing that. You know, you watch these little creatures running around your legs and you go, oh my, I'm responsible now for these people here. I'm no longer just the warrior for myself. Appreciate the time.
And Tiger's playing against a generation of players out there right now who aren't necessarily afraid of him because they never really saw Tiger as the full Tiger.
They don't have the same
fear that the earlier generation did.
That's correct. I agree with you 100%. Plus, he created the blueprint of how to become Tiger. And they've just followed, and now they're all going to work out, and they've got their swing coaches and their putting coaches, and they've he did it. So he's very important, too. But Arnold, he's the man. He's the king. And I thank you for being on the show, Ron Czyrak, executive editor, Golf World, senior writer for Golf Digest, and I hope we'll talk again soon.
You can. I know. I'm going out to hang with one of your favorite people, Marilyn Smith, and play in her charity tournament in a couple of weeks. So maybe we can talk about
awesome.
That on the road. Yep.
Awesome. Well, say hi for me. And
yep.
Thank you all for making the show possible. We're going to wrap it up now, brought to you by Acura of Honolulu, now more than ever. Choosing an Acura makes sense because, you know, with the traffic we've been stuck in lately, you got to ride in comfort. The Acura RLX and RLX Advance, it's a great ride. Check it out. It's here. Poipu Bay Golf Course, a stunning 18-hole championship course. Really beautiful. Nature and Robert Trent Jones Jr. conspired to create this beautiful venue. Golfers of all abilities, I don't care if you think you're rotten. Go play Poipu Bay. Tee it forward and have a great time. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Get them on your property. Find out where the holes are. They'll put protection on your property for your home or your business. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii. I want to thank you for your mana. Thank you to the Pacific Links Hawaii Championship for hosting me here. And may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2013.